And you're listening to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. We're still joined in the studio by ACLU of Utah Legal Director Darcy Goddard. Now to talk about a different issue, a lawsuit the organization has recently filed against Salt Lake County. The suit alleges the county jail illegally detained a 22-year-old college student, Enrique Urosa, for 39 days after he posted bail. Mr. Urosa is an immigrant who has lived in the U.S. since he was only 2 years old. Well, first of all, Darcy, how did the ACLU become notified of his case, and why did you decide to take it up?
Well, we were actually first notified of Salt Lake County Metro Jail holding people without bail when they suspected those people were undocumented immigrants. We first heard about that in February, and we alerted the jail to that issue in February and said this is unconstitutional. You can't hold people without bail. You can't deny them the right to bail, and you can't second-guess judges' determinations of what an appropriate bail should be by just refusing to allow them to post it. Unfortunately, they didn't take action. It did take us a little while to find a plaintiff because we had some folks who were very interested in challenging it but were very worried about what consequences they might get from state and federal law enforcement. We had just really tried to step things up the day before, as it happened, the exact same thing started to happen to Mr. Urosa. So it was very coincidental, but we had just alerted some people that we were interested in finding people who were being subjected to this practice, and then Mr. Urosa was. His facts were very simple. He was picked up on accusations of forgery. He appeared before a judge. The judge said, "I set bail at $5,000, and if you post $5,000 bail, you can be released." He went to Salt Lake Metro. His family scrounged together the money, and he posted bail, and the jail just refused to let him go. And they refused to let him go for 39 more days. And they did that because they suspected that he might be illegally present in the United States, and he couldn't affirmatively prove to them that he was here lawfully based on documents in his possession at the time. And we just think that that's blatantly unconstitutional. You can't hold people on a suspicion that they have committed another offense, criminal or civil, and you can't deny people the right to bail when that bail has been set by a judge.
So is he actually an undocumented immigrant? And if so, does that change anything when it comes to the law or no?
That doesn't change anything when it comes to the law. And since I'm not an immigration attorney, I actually, you know, I'm not in the best position to answer that question for you. But I can tell you that even if he were, the Constitution applies to everybody who is in the United States. And it doesn't apply just to people who are citizens. And it doesn't apply to just people who have a certain immigration status. It applies to everyone. And the Constitution includes the Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable searches and seizures. And certainly we think holding anyone for 39 days in denial of their right to bail based on a mere suspicion that they might have done something else wrong somewhere else, which the state doesn't even have jurisdiction to prosecute in any event, is a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's a blatant violation of the Fifth Amendment rights to due process as well.
What was the justification you got from the county, and what's your response to that? What are they saying as to why they held him for nearly 40 days?
Well, the county hasn't answered the lawsuit yet. So all I have is what we have discussed and also what they have said publicly to the press. What they have said publicly is that they were relying on language in SB 81, which was a precursor to HB 497, which I think you recall we're actually challenging in a separate lawsuit right now. SB 81 includes language that says that sheriff's offices, when people are lawfully in their custody, should take reasonable efforts to verify immigration status. As I understand it, Sheriff Winder and his officers, in reliance on some advice received from then County Attorney Laura Miller, interpreted the language of that statute to allow them to hold people for 48 hours or longer in order to determine whether they were lawfully present in the United States. I think that that is a blatant misreading of SB 81. And to the extent that that is a fair reading of SB 81, then SB 81 itself, on its face, violates the Fourth Amendment and violates the Fifth Amendment.
And we had actually talked with Sheriff Winder about that, and he gave the justification you mentioned. Would it be more productive to go after the state and simply try to get SB 81 overturned instead of going after the county?
Well, Salt Lake County and Sheriff Winder are the agencies that chose to interpret SB 81 in that manner. We have not received similar complaints from many other detention facilities. It may be that they are engaging in similar practices, but I haven't heard that. And I think that that reading of SB 81 is such that the problem is not necessarily with the legislature. The problem there was with a complete misreading of the statute and what it purported to authorize Sheriff Winder and his officers to do.
If you win this lawsuit, what do you think could be the implications, not just in the county, but for the rest of Utah?
Well, I think, you know, winning this lawsuit, getting a ruling saying that the no bail hold was unconstitutional is very important. Mm-hmm. I will say, though, that that practice is, as I understand it from talking with immigration experts from around the country, that practice is unique to Utah, the idea that local law enforcement can just hold people without bail for 48 hours or longer. But another thing that Sheriff Winder said publicly was a justification for what he did was that briefly during Enrique Urroza's detention, Immigration and Customs Enforcement sent a hold request over to the jail and said, can you please hold him for 48 hours so that we can determine whether we're interested in investigating his immigration status? Those detainer forms that they call them detainers. Those detainer forms specifically say you're not authorized to hold the person for more than 48 hours, but can you please hold them for those 48 hours? Sheriff Winder accepted that detainer and held him for 48 hours and then just refused to let him go. ICE never came back to pick him up. ICE never indicated that they were in fact interested in investigating his immigration status. And Sheriff Winder held him for 36 days after that ICE detainer request had expired. So that practice is actually very common throughout the United States, and it's being challenged in a number of lawsuits all across the country, including by the ACLU, including by the National Immigration Law Center, and all manner of other groups. Because you can't take a request by the federal government that you as a state law enforcement agency detain someone for 48 hours and rely on that as an excuse to hold them indefinitely. You know, if that were the case, then the federal government could always come in and say, hey, can you please hold Jeff Robinson for me? I'm curious whether he knocked over a liquor store in Nevada, and I'd just like you to hold him to make sure he doesn't disappear. And then they hold you forever. I mean, that can't be our system of law. That can't be how it works. And even though a ruling by the court that the no bail hold violated the Constitution would affect mostly Utah, a ruling that the sheriff's detention of Enrique for 36 days after the ICE detainer expired also violated the Constitution will have ramifications nationwide.
We've been speaking with Darcy Goddard, the legal director for the ACLU of Utah. Darcy, we appreciate you coming by today.
Thanks very much.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. We'll be right back.